Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Tell me, Nigel. It's a perfect beat.
And 10 points for anybody who gets them, and this is the third week.
Anybody here at the table?
Beat that tune. I don't know.
Wait for the vocal.
Nigel probably knows.
Oh, he's the master.
This is current. This is 1974.
I wasn't born yet.
Okay, this is correct.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't born yet. Ugh.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh,
worth a listen.
I'm pretty
good at oldies, and I don't know that.
No, yeah. Hey, North State's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and you're listening to North State Live, Shasta County Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, welcome to our third radio show.
Hi, Nigel.
This is going quick. How's it going, James?
I'm well.
We're alive.
We are. We are. Another week. Another week closer.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. By the way, we're also on 96.5 FM.
96.5 and 1460 AM.
And KCNR1460.com.
Mm-hmm. Streaming live.
Streaming live.
We're also on video only on the YouTube channel.
Silent.
Only.
Back to the silent movies.
Yes. So if you're into looking at Spencer and him batting his blue eyes at you and all that, feel free.
There you go.
No sound, though.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a silent meat market.
Yeah. It's a silent auction.
And because this is the Shasta County Chamber, we do archive these shows. Well, they're on KCNR1460.com, but we also have them available on ShastaCountyChamber.com.
Yeah, and actually they're popular. We just got our stats back from analytics, and it was the number two lookup this last week.
Besides your bio. Uh-huh. Okay, so we have
exactly. Most interesting man in the room.
Yeah. We have a full house here.
We do.
Let's see, and everybody's here at the same time. So,
well, there was enough mics. We thought we'll just bring them all in, and they can chime in no matter what we're talking about. So
there was a fight. Somehow I got the red one, but that's fine.
Okay,
looks great on you.
Rudolph
looks great on you.
Yeah,
as far as you know,
kind of bullish.
You're
right?
Kind of like a clown, and that's your nose.
Yes, there we go.
So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Go around the table.
Yes.
Go, Larry.
Larry's up.
I'm Larry Ramsey with Eat Shasta.
There you go.
Yeah, Spencer Markey with Eat Shasta, and then Spencer James Confectioners that we'll get into here in a little bit.
A bunch of other things.
American Bass Association with the ABA Shasta Cascade Bass Tournaments.
Hey, you know what? Do that again. I think your mic just got live right after you started talking, so nobody knew who heard anything.
I think I might have just heard that. But my name's Matthew Baver. I'm here with the American Bass Association, and I'm with ABA Shasta Cascade for the bass tournaments.
Well, you're a star. I love you.
Yes.
So this should be a fun show.
Yep.
Wow.
The nerves.
That was Spencer. He just fell off his stool.
Okay. Yeah, we'll prop me up.
So we'll stick to Larry then. Okay. Eat Shasta.
Eat Shasta. It's a new app that's out there. It's free to the public. And we're listing restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, coffee shops, and so on.
Whose idea was this?
Yeah. Well, I initially had the idea, and then Larry's the app guy in town, and so I kind of run it by him and said, do you think we can make this work?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, so we threw some ideas around, and, yeah, it's kind of an app built for tourism, travelers, and locals alike to bring them in. You know, one of the biggest things being in the restaurant industry is people kind of pass by, especially Redding. They kind of just drive through. They're going to Oregon or Bend, which has got a pretty good popular food, or L.A., and they kind of just, I feel, bypass. And we have a lot of great restaurants.
Well, they do stop at In-N-Out.
They do. They do. And I know most of the restaurant owners are friends of mine, and, you know, it's a place where people that are staying at hotels can, you know, QR code, download an app, and we've got it from Mount Shasta to Anderson, Red Bluff, Redding, Lake Shasta, kind of broken out with, you know, restaurants, bars, pubs, entertainment, artisanal desserts. So when you're traveling in those different segments, if you wanted to look up what's in Mount Shasta, you've got kind of an easy guide.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice feature is while you're on the app, with the push notifications, it allows us to send messages by push with what certain restaurants are doing. Mm-hmm. We can also geofence, so as you come into town, it says, welcome, you know, Eat Shasta, welcome to town. Be sure to check out, you know, ABC as you come into Dunsmuir. It says, you know, welcome to Dunsmuir. Be sure to check out ABC. And so we can do a lot of cool things, and the app is growing faster than we had anticipated. So that's a good thing, especially mm-hmm. when you start something from scratch, that it's being well received.
So what is the ultimate goal with the app? I mean, obviously you just explained what it can do, but, like, I'm sure there's always – in the beginning, you're just getting it up and running.
Yes.
Which I have downloaded it, and I know that it is working because I'm driving around, I feel my phone vibrate, and I pull it out, and it says, hey, why don't you stop at Downtown Ground? Why don't you, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's following me.
It is. And we're getting a lot of positive feedback with that. You know, I think we've got close to 600 users and around 50, 60 restaurants, bars from Mount Shasta to Red Bluff. And so now to the point, restaurants and business owners are starting to reach out. How do we get on it? Mm-hmm. They want to learn more about it. We've been hitting all the hotels around town, and they've been receptive to putting the QR code, you know, at the hotels. So when people come in, because, you know, I travel, you all travel. Mm-hmm. Where do you eat? Where do you go? What is there to do in this town? Mm-hmm. This kind of solves that with a one app that's not jarbled with everything that Google, so to speak, has. It's it's got real-time Google Maps. We've got it cataloged to where, depending on where you're at with your phone, it'll log the restaurants, bars, pubs in order by how far each one is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And we're building features and trying to make it real user-friendly. Again, it's free for the public.
Do you guys think that you will have anything ever in it like Table, where you would be able to, like, pick a restaurant, and if it allows reservations, you would be able to request for reservations? Is that something that's plausible or possible?
Yeah, it's possible. Uh-huh. Right now,
lots
though,
of work.
Well, right now, though, if you go to the listing, each listing has its website. If you go to the website, then you're already there with reservations and menus and so on. So it's pretty much up to date based on the restaurateur.
I just saw Larry calculate when you said that. He's going, that's about an 80-hour implementation.
So I know, Larry, you're here with Eat Shasta. Obviously, this is your baby, but you have other babies.
Correct. So I didn't announce myself, but I'm IRG Marketing. So I've been in town doing websites and mobile apps. I've been doing mobile apps for years and years. I do some social media, search engine optimization, website design, all that kind of digital marketing stuff.
Yeah. So people that are interested and don't know, there is somebody in town that actually, and I'm sure there might be others, but I'm not aware off the top of my head. There used to be, but a lot of them have moved. But you have an option for somebody in town to help you with an app development. I mean, obviously all kinds of things, but so many people are always curious about the process of having an app developed.
It's a wide range.
Yeah. We have spent many hours.
Comes relatively inexpensive to very expensive.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you want.
So you could do a $2,000 app or a $10,000 app?
You got it.
Very
more
easily.
Like $20,000.
Yeah, very easily.
You've got a budget. Let's talk.
Yeah.
So this is being well received.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because these are interesting times with so many restaurants going out of business.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Do you find that restaurants are scrambling to do anything? So
I was going to say, it's probably a good position for you guys to be in because every restaurant's looking for more ways to reach the public.
Well, and, you know, coming as a restaurant owner myself and having opened and closed over the years.
If people don't know, you just recently closed Cicada.
I did, yeah.
Which you had for a long time.
Do you miss it?
Yeah. I miss the people. I miss the staff. The connection, but I mean, everyone that's in a restaurant listening, you know, it's 24/7, 7 days a week, you don't sleep, you know.
Yeah.
So that part's been a little refreshing, and I've been able to gather my 10-year experience as a restaurant owner and kind of put that into this app and maybe what the other side of the table is thinking. Because, you know, having the local business support is great, but we're right on the I-5 corridor, and to be able to capture the travelers and the tourism that's coming here that might just be driving by as we can gain more users, I think will benefit the community. It benefits the business owners. It brings more highlight because, you know, with this app, you know, you can be pretty much anywhere, and when we send a signal, you're going to get that pop-up. So you might be in L.A., you might be in New York, and it's going to stay on your forefront. Oh, Shasta. So I think it's a positive.
It's a positive. Tell you what, we're going to take our first 1 minute break.
No.
Yeah, it's already that time.
We're coming back.
It's already that time. We'll be right back.
For the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This
now, this is Aerosmith.
There you go. Okay, good
back
boy.
Back in the saddle.
Yeah, but he made it very easy for me.
He did.
So that's good.
I was alive when...
So, Matt, why don't you ask that question that you were asking in the break?
So, yeah, I was kind of trying to reach out a little bit and see what your guys' downtime was for restaurants and people and families going out to go out and eat.
Right. No, that's good. Usually, I mean, historically in the restaurants that I've had and operated, you know, December, you've got a good push with Christmas and the holidays and company parties. And then January, you see a drop-off till about March. And then you've got spring break, sun's coming out, weather's changing, people want to be outside. And then, of course, you've got summer break, and things tend to fall around the July, August month. And then September comes back in, and people are outside eating again and kind of
getting
just
ready to put a layer of fat on for
the
winter.
Just kind of a cycle. So, I mean, I would say the slowest months would be January to March, and then maybe a little lull midsummer.
Yeah, so the reason why I bring this up is because my element in this county here is during the wintertime, and we bring a whole bunch of anglers into our county during that downtime.
Yeah.
And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because if someone would come up with some kind of an itinerary or an app like what you guys have, and you guys had something for like anglers or families of anglers or anything that would associate with that type of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
If you guys would hit on that market, it would bring, you know, not just yours, but any kind of business here in Shasta County, a lot of business during this winter.
Come on, Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know we're working on that for you.
I know the Shasta County Chamber is definitely there, and they're backing us, and they're all behind.
So, you know, we have an app guy here. We're going to talk to him pretty soon, and we're going to be doing that.
Yes.
And we know one of the reasons, too, that the app is – the intent, hope for the app is that we can help bring people like anglers, travelers, tourism, that they know kind of where to go. There's some place to go. I recently traveled down to L.A. and, you know, Googling everything. It would have been nice if there was something that told you, hey, here's what's in the area. Here's what's it that's already broken out for you. That the work's already been done.
So I'm going to – obviously, we're all trying to share pieces of thoughts and stuff. The really challenge for me, for you guys, is obviously the app world is absolutely flooded, right?
Right.
So it's a matter that what's going to set you up or make you successful is – whatever strategy you figure out to get people to actually find the app and download it, right? So I was thinking as the break went in, I had thoughts for that I'm obviously happy to share
with
you
guys. Why you left the room?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He had to leave the room for that.
I had to go check the .com.
Yep.
No, I just was filling my glass, my water glass, and realized, I was thinking, you know what you guys really should do? And then I thought, oh, I'm not going to say it on air because there are people listening, right?
Yeah.
And it's like this town is like all about sneaky hijack of everything.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Not at all.
So, but yeah, I mean, there are things that I think that you guys could do that would be really...
Yeah, and again,
pretty simple, cost effective, but be really stand forward for you guys to get people to start using QR codes to download
to bolster,
the app. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really in the infant stages of this app. I mean, we haven't really even formally launched it. We've been working on it for about 2 months, and then really the last 3 weeks we've kind of exposed it to the community, and so it's been well received, but there's definitely a lot of more work to do and a long road ahead, but I'd like it to be successful.
What yeah. I was going to say is that when you were talking about downtimes, with the tourism going up and down from the Bay Area to Portland and Portland to back, they're traveling. They don't have downtime. They come here. They're going to eat somewhere. So we want to be that person, that app, that directory to get them to local businesses.
I will say the one thing I know about Reading is that the ratio of people to restaurants, that we we have a very high ratio of restaurants.
Yes, we do.
Here. And, you know, I would say that our community tries its best to be as supportive as possible, right? So we do eat out when we can, and we do like to spread the wealth, but we have a lot of restaurants.
Yeah. I you know, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I sometimes feel like we have a lot of the, I don't want to say wrong restaurants, but we have a lot of chains, right? And I really wish that we could have a little bit healthier food culture when it comes to people like yourself with, you know, Cicada and,
yeah.
and you know, up on the hill, what was it that just closed? Moonstone. Like, yeah. those are the kind of restaurants I really wish that we could,
you know, and it's unfortunate.
We could keep in business because those are the ones that are more authentic, right? You know, that they are connected by the people,
yeah.
not some big gigantic conglomerate somewhere in, you know, the Bay Area that's got a 10,000 chains all over and it's just mass produced. Like, you know, I love that food. I love fast food and all
yeah.
that kind of stuff, but it's not the same thing. I mean, you're just doing that to get somewhere quick, not relax.
Well, so is there also a push then to encourage local restaurants to buy local?
Yes.
Yeah, from the local suppliers and the
yeah.
agriculture and all that.
All of that. And, you know, the premise of the Eat Shasta app is essentially to support locally small family-owned businesses. We're really mm-hmm. not looking to go capture big pockets. I want, you know, the mom and pop that necessarily can't afford to do commercials or big budgets or big mm-hmm. billboards to be able to have a platform to advertise on to capture people that are
yeah.
coming into this great area to come and visit their restaurant and not get overpassed.
So, I mean, like if Chick-fil-A came to you and said, hey, we want to be on the app, would you say no?
We would say no.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, this is meant to support
those places, nobody needs to know where those places are. They're
right.
everywhere.
Yeah.
They're on every freaking corner.
And it's not that we're discriminating. I don't want to discriminate or that to come out wrong, but the platform is really to support small locally owned businesses, and I want people to be able to find
those places.
Those places.
Yeah. And that's why our tag is Eat Like a Local.
Okay.
So these guys are out of town, eat like a local. Where do the locals go eat?
I see it on your beautiful sweatshirt.
Nice, huh?
Uh-huh. That is one of the best taglines, and we may have borrowed that one thing. But I looked it up, but somewhere in Sonoma, they already had eatlikealocal.com
yeah.
or something like that.
It's popular,
it's a great,
but
it's a great
it's true.
Tagline.
It's true.
Yeah. And that's really the premise.
Okay, so how can people find you?
So we're on, we're not really social media platform, but we do have, Instagram, it's EatShasta530. Facebook is EatShasta, and then we've got the QR code. We're trying to put them up everywhere. We've got cards. Larry and I are actively canvassing the community from Red Bluff to Mount Shasta, you know, 5-6 days a week, trying to get the word out. So you're going to be starting seeing the Eat Shasta QR code. Mm-hmm. Also, our website is EatShasta.com, and then you can scan in that. And
can you go to either the Google Play or Apple Store and just
Eat
type
Shasta.
In Eat Shasta.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to the if you type in Eat Shasta, it pops up. It's got our little Mount Shasta logo, mm-hmm. which you eloquently pointed out was backwards, but
it's coming from the north.
It's just from what your perspective is.
Yeah.
For
right.
me, everybody in this area looks at it from the south to the north, and you have it from the north to the south.
Because we're capturing them from Portland down to the Bay Area on the way back.
Yeah. That was the first thing when I opened the app. I thought, oh, those dummies, they put it backwards.
And then we debated. Yeah, I go, there's no way we did this backwards.
Yeah. And then,
I didn't even know.
There's no such thing, because if you're also from the east looking west or the west looking east, like
exactly.
your whole look at the mountain's different, always.
Well, we're trying to make it user-friendly, so you'll notice when you sign in, it's got a banner running. You click the banner, any restaurant, bar, pub, it goes directly to their website, and then we've got a search directory, which has it broken by the geographical area, and then you click into that. And so we're going to have a review section. We're adding a gallery with nice pictures because I want a good representation of each place.
So if you have your phone and you are doing GPS, I mean, you allow, you know,
yes.
what is the it? Tracking service. No, but tracking services. If you're at, let's just say you're at the Sheraton, right, down by the Sundial, can you open the app and just flip open the map and it would give you what's, would it tell you what's right around you?
It will tell you who's on the app.
Who's on the app right
but closest,
you.
Yes.
Closest
yeah, yeah, yeah. So I, that's what I mean. Yeah. So if it if they are a restaurant that participates, they're going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Near, so you can just literally open it up and say, oh, look, there's Thai Cafe that's right here, the whatever, whatever.
Mile away.
Yeah, okay.
So is there a trial period for restaurants who want to sign up, or is it just a straight buy-in?
Straight buy-in.
Straight buy-in.
Yeah, but we're flexible.
Flexible.
We'll work with them.
You seem like nice guys. We'll make you a deal, you know?
So if you notice,
we're not that
type
of a deal.
No try, you buy.
Yeah, no try, you buy. You see that? It's got 0.2, 0.3, 0.4. It's
okay, so you just open it. It recognized where you are in the world, and it said, hey, you're here. These places are right around you.
Yeah,
I can see that, yeah.
In fact, when Spencer was down south, I was having him check to see how many miles it was to come back up. It was like 500 and something miles to the closest restaurant, which actually happened to be Smoking Joe's, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as a restaurant, though, what do you say to them right now? I mean, obviously, come on board and get it going. But what's the best way for them to reach out to you guys?
So to reach out to us, info@eatshasta.com.
Okay.
That comes to both Larry and I.
Can a restaurant sign up without having to interact with you? Is there
not right now.
Sign up page where they can just fill out and pay and be a part?
I mean, maybe eventually, but for right now, we're trying to be hands on. We want to be involved with each restaurant. So for us, I think I would prefer to meet face to face and get to know the people and be able to speak intelligently about their business.
Make sure the kitchen is clean.
Yeah.
Well, we're local guys, right?
Yeah. All right.
And
cool.
Very cool. So yeah.
That's well, super cool. We'll put it on the Shasta Chamber website tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll do that. Can we
take a break?
Let's go ahead and take our 2-minute break now, and then we're going to talk to Matt, and you guys all need to talk because talk about a business in the shadows.
Yeah.
It's massive.
And then the last section, I want to talk about my new business.
Oh.
Yes.
Of course.
Eat chocolate.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Yeah, see? Paradise City. Oh, I have my own version of this. So oh my gosh, I almost said it live.
No, that's okay. Guitar Hero.
Whoopsie. Ready to go. Whoopsie. KCNR. Okay. 96.5.
Welcome back. Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
Shasta County
we
Chamber.
Forget to tell everybody where we are, what
I
we're
know,
doing.
Right? Yeah. Radio show by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yep.
We have some friends in the studio here.
Good friends.
Harry, Spencer,
we're all friends.
And Matt.
So good friends and Matt.
he's become a friend at this point.
Of course,
it's
kind of
cool.
I like it.
We see eye to eye on a bunch of stuff. And so one of the reasons for starting the Shasta County Chamber, you know, we love Reading. Reading's great, but it's 60 square miles, right? Shasta County's 3,800 square miles. And there's so much going on from a county perspective
mm-hmm.
that it's really hard to keep it all straight.
Yeah.
And we've identified at least two industries here in Shasta County.
Well, we've identified tons. Two.
But
that
would be the fishing and the rodeo. Like, right.
Very
so
big.
So just the number of rodeos that are going on around us, right, mm-hmm. and the whole hoopla with the Reading Rodeo. But the big one is fishing. And, you know, I knew fishing was a thing here, but then when you actually look at, when you take a deep dive, so Matt here, he's with the American Bass Association.
We've actually come to realize with a lot of professionals, including your groups that we've talked to and been talking to for weeks and months, this kind of thing, is that Shasta County truly could and is, in my opinion, which we are validating and moving and to push out is, Shasta County is the fishing capital of California. You know, if you look at one species of fish that's type fishing, we might be number two or we might be number three behind one other area. But overall, from a fishing category, from river fishing, pond fishing, lake fishing, fly fishing, all that stuff, by far the resounding, answer is yes. Shasta County is the fishing capital of California.
So, Matt. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
I'm from Cottonwood, California.
Howdy.
So right here in Shasta County.
You're a local boy.
We take up 6,400 square feet of Shasta County because that's what Shasta Lake is. So we reside right here in the middle of everyone, and no one really realizes that we take up the downtime that everyone else is, you know, hurting in this county. So we bring, I don't know, I want to say most of the business during the downtime here in mm-hmm. Shasta County.
Yep.
With all the anglers that come here to fish tournaments. So,
which is what we've discovered.
So give us an idea, because I didn't know. How many fishing tournaments are there on Shasta Lake? Alone, just on Shasta Lake.
So, just the ones I run alone are 8 to 9 during the downtime, but there's around 23 to 24 during the downtime. So, and some of these tournaments have, you know, 24 all the way up to 240 boats. And this is two people per boat, and that's not including their families
mm-hmm.
that all come up to Shasta County
mm-hmm.
during the downtime.
Yeah.
So we're talking.
And when you say
about
downtime, just so people are clear, that's usually
between September and March.
After summer, before right. spring.
The lake's quiet.
Yeah. So
is that actually the best time for fishing?
This is one of the best times for fishing.
Okay, because I didn't even know that. I would have thought that a nice summer day. No, there's lots of flies for them to eat.
Nope. Right. The jet skis are gone. The ski boats, wakeboard boats are out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking dead of winter all the way and through springtime, and we're talking about whole families that are coming up there and supporting their husbands or wives or kids or whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
and we're supplying all these businesses up here. So from what I've realized up here in Shasta County is Reading is a, you know, I don't really want to say it, but a
it's okay.
Yeah. It is a you know, everyone wants to come up here and party all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So everyone wants to come up here and party during the fishing season also.
Mm.
So everyone comes up here and they fish during the off season, they party during the summer season, and it brings a lot of business up here. And sure. I feel like I'm one of the missing parts up here to make the businesses whole round, whole season.
Yeah.
So I'm up here to try and help plug in everyone during the off season and help everyone out to, you know, make a whole year business up here.
So tell us a little bit about your organization.
So American Bass has been around for 40 years, 40 plus years, and they're one of the better paying circuits that are up here. And there is, I don't want to say there's probably 10 or 15 different circuits, but we're one of the better paying ones up here. Mm-hmm. Been around for 40 years, and we're not going anywhere. And we're trying to bring in more people, and there is a championship up here this year during September.
Yeah.
So,
but you work to get that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We definitely work to get that, and we definitely try and push and be the best and listen to the anglers. And I can say that our organization is definitely for the anglers, and we try and push and help and make it a whole experience instead of some kind of a money grab for everyone. So
the
No, you're fine.
One of the things you told me that was a kind of a surprise to me is that obviously the whole fishing industry in California is very competitive, and every year you guys got to go down to Sacramento and put in your bid for Shasta County. Is that?
Yes. So every year around July, we go down to Sacramento. We have a director's meeting down there where all the different circuits come together. We all put in bids for permits and times and all that kind of stuff. And it's pretty much like a gladiator room.
Gladiators with fishing poles.
You gotta battle and win times and dates and all that kind of stuff inside this room. And it's, you know, there's other organizations that are trying to come up to our area to gain, you know, times and dates that benefit them. But, I mean, they know, but they don't know the times and dates that are best.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I kind of go down there with an edge, and
When they're deciding these kind of things, do people in their area get precedent, or is it just really a true free for all?
When we go down there, it's a whole room full of people. Everyone has all these dates set, and either you can bargain it out between each other, and if that doesn't happen, there's literally like a roll of dice, and whoever wins that gets first go, and the people that don't win that have to go after them. So, I mean, I can't be more specific, but it is literally like a roll of dice, and the people are it's a battle. So
UFC angler.
How does the overall fishing at Shasta Lake, how does that rank?
I would definitely rank Shasta Lake being a spotted bass lake. So spotted bass are different from largemouth, which is what California is mainly for, is largemouth. But we have spotted bass that they're bigger than normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot.
We're the Texas of the bass.
We pretty much are the Texas of bass, and there's a lot of people from like other states that have spotted bass that look over to our tournaments that like see, you know, what we're pulling out of here, which is pretty insane. Like we've had some anglers, you know, Jeff Michaels, Gutierrez, a few people from the few past before that have pulled out a huge spotted bass out of here. That we have people from like Alabama and all those kind of places that are looking over towards our weights and being like,
"Well, where we were just at Camp Shasta, right? Was that Jeff on the wall there?
That's Jeff's.
That thing was a dinosaur.
That right there is a largemouth, and it was a 14 pounder, and it was a couple ounces off of the lake record."
It was enormous.
Yeah.
I thought, that's not real. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, people on the East Coast are probably drooling at that thing.
Oh, yeah. So Jeff Michaels is a true legend of Shasta Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So he does what he does out here. And then you have Greg Gutierrez. He's from Red Bluff that comes up here, and he's a true, you know, beast out here on Shasta Lake. And we have a whole bunch of other people like Casey Harris and, you know, Ryan Cool and a whole bunch of people out here that pull these huge fish out of here. And we have a whole bunch of onlookers from all these other states that are like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Yeah. There's so 6-pound, 7-pound spots.
Speaking of big fish, is it true, the legends, is it true that towards the bottom of Shasta Dam, that some of those fish down there are like
the size of an 18-wheeler.
So we do have some white sturgeon that are still pretty resilient in Shasta Lake that are true giant fish that are like 12, 13 feet long that are enormous, you know. Yeah. And, I mean, they've been there for a long time, and they've been in Shasta Lake forever before the dam was there, and they still reside there. So you can go up the pit arm at any time during the spring, and they'll be jumping out of the water, and it sounds like a tree fell.
Orca.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. What a jewel that we have here, right?
It is a jewel.
Do they continuously, or do they ever stock the bass at all, or is this all completely still now? It's been done in its natural, you know, it just takes care of itself just because of the size of the lake.
So the bass itself has already been stocked and it's there. We have spotted bass, we have largemouth bass, we have smallmouth bass. Mm. They continually spot or stock trout all the time.
Okay.
The catfish is there lifelong, and the sturgeon has been there forever.
Yeah.
So, and there is salmon there, and there is trout there also. Like, really? There's plenty of trout derbies there. There's plenty of salmon derbies. Huh. There's, like, a whole entire...
Dear God, I didn't know any of this.
there's a whole entire different realm of people that all revolve around the lake.
So, huh.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, what about real quick? I mean, you have a couple of minutes. We'll go to another break, but we still have another 15 when we come back. What's the story on Whiskey Town Lake?
Whiskey Town is a little hidden gem.
Uh-huh. We want to keep that secret.
Yeah. I might get threatened here after we
Let's
leave.
Let's call it something else. Rum Lake.
Rum Lake. So Rum Lake definitely has some true California giants in there. And the right kind of anglers probably know about them, and the right kind of people probably come up here and hunt for them. Mm. So I do have to say that we do have a hidden gem right here.
Yeah.
And we also have another one off, you know, to the Trinity Lake side.
Even more hidden.
Yeah.
Even more hidden gem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tea.
Yeah. So, well, we'll call that Claire Ingle, since no one knows about. That's what it was originally called, that lake over there is another hidden gem that we have here for a whole entire different species of smallmouth, which is, you know, we happen to have all three up here, which is
so. You know, along those lines, so I've been helping Willow Creek out with their Willow Creek Chamber with their website, and so now that I've been running it for a couple months now, there you would think Bigfoot is number one, which is fine. But their number one target is fishing. They put the fishing report on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hundreds of people just go look for the fishing report.
Trinity River is amazing for fishing. I can't tell you. It's probably year-round over there. Between rafting and fishing in Trinity River, it's amazing, probably top 10 out of 10 in California. Mm. So, and a lot of people don't know about that.
You learn something new every day, man.
Yeah.
All I knew about fishing is.
Yeah. And then what's the fishing great up to the east is what creek? Hat Creek?
Hat Creek.
Yeah.
Hat Creek is amazing. Probably 10 out of 10 up there. Yeah.
So how did you get into fishing?
I grew up fishing ever since I was little. I started down in like Monterey Bay Area, and I hit up Carmel River and a little tiny lake in Watsonville that was no one would probably even know about it. But that's where I started, and my family already grew me up doing that, and I just eventually just kept moving up the coast and moved it right up to Redding.
Followed the water.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let's take one minute break.
Uno más.
And we'll have a little group chat here. Yeah. We'll be right back. Yep. Shasta Live.
Like the winter. We spent all Lake Shasta alone. ever before.
Lords and Tenants Trust, Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Okay, no. Now you got me stumped.
No clue.
Hello, hello.
Is this Snoop? Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Yeah. What is this?
No. This is the new Bay. This is Beyonce.
Oh, there you go.
KCNR.
KCNR, good evening.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Yep, Shasta Live, Shasta County Chamber. We have some friends in the studio talking about all their stuff they're doing.
Excuse me.
Wow.
I think I inhaled a gnat.
A spotted bass?
No, yeah. I was fly fishing.
Yeah, fly fish in this place.
I wanted to talk about, we could talk about anything. However, I am excited to, again, we're not 100% yet, but we're probably 85% completed with the transaction. Spencer and I had the pleasure of working with Nancy Matthews, Chocolate Day Nanette, who has been a chocolatier and is kind of one of those local famous people. She's been doing chocolate now for almost 40 years. She made the announcement as I was closing the Enjoy store, and we had carried her chocolate for years. It was one of our best sellers. She let me know that she was going to be retiring. And I was devastated and didn't want to see another thing. I was watching things close. You were closing your restaurant. Yes. All these things were closing. And I thought, gosh, we can't have something that's been around for 40 years close again. And so you and I got together and chit-chatted. And we are acquiring Nancy's Chocolate Day Nanette in its entirety as it stands. But we also, you and I, wanted to do something that was, you know, truly ours together. So we are keeping Chocolate Day Nanette, and that is going to be one of our core items to kind of keep the nostalgia, and people are familiar with it here. But Spencer and I also are going to be launching
it just sounds
Spencer
good.
James Confectioners, and we'll be doing a lot of our own things. And so I'm really happy. We are working with Nancy on every other day for something. We have an event coming up at Wind River on Wednesday from 10:30 till noon. Wind River is doing something really fun, and they have kind of an open market that they've invited a lot of vendors to, and they are giving funny money, they call whatever it is, bucks for all 300 of their employees to go out and use and spend with all of us vendors, which is super cool. And so Spencer and I will be there with Chocolate Day Nanette and Spencer James Confectioners, and we'll be selling chocolate to hopefully
samples?
Lots of people.
We have lots of samples.
We will do samples, yeah, for sure.
The new Willy Wonkas of Reading.
But we're busy working on, you know, designs and things for our own company and packaging and
yeah. Get to the good stuff. So chocolate. What is it you're going to
be? Spencer James chocolate. Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
Confectioners.
So tell us what you got. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, we're going to have everything. We're looking at all kinds of things. We're looking again at bringing back a partnership with Brandy with. I love to lose my mind here. I'm a Brandy.
Where are you at, Brandy?
I know. She's busy, actually, with
Bernsini?
With her crush, yeah. So we are going to have to wait till the crush is over because she's busy, you know, with her all the harvesting that she has to do.
So is this the same company that when you walked into Enjoy Store, they had the chocolate Mount Shastas?
Yes.
Yes, and we are keeping
the chocolate bars and all that stuff.
And our hands are very chocolatey. We just did 3,000 truffles to Mercy Hospital for all their wonderful employees, and it's we've been busy.
Yeah.
In the factory.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, and today we were down there talking about our menu for the event coming on Wednesday, and Spencer's actually,
it turns out,
Nancy was said, you're a man and you can't do this, right? And turns out his little lady hands that he has are
these
perfect.
Hands are magic.
She's totally impressed, and he's almost completely trained in the way of ganache and chocolate and dipping.
I'm a classically chained ganache.
Yeah.
So you found your calling.
I did, and I enjoy it. It's great. I've been down there with her the last probably 2 months in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, making chocolate.
Learning recipes and temperatures and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm proud of
and
that.
And Nancy's great. She's been wonderful, and I think she's going to stay on with us, too.
Yeah, so that's the thing that's kind of lovely is she's like, you know, Nancy truly just loves making chocolate. That's it, period.
Yeah. I mean, that's her passion.
And she just does it in, like... So I was telling her, I was like, I'm giving you a whole 2 days to get stuff ready for us for our event. She's like, no problem. And while we were talking about pricing and doing all this stuff, and she looked at me and she said, see, I just did 4 trays of bark in the time it took you to say hello. So it was pretty, pretty amazing. So
yeah. So
do fish like chocolate?
Fish do like chocolate. English would love chocolate in the morning.
I know.
So.
But we hope to open a place where we can have a wine bar again. We are going to get our coffee roaster up again. So we will do roasted beans. We're going to do chocolate covered espresso beans.
Mexican hot chocolate.
Yes.
Coffee, all the things.
Hot chocolate bar. We're going to do coffee, but we're not going to get into the whole heavy duty espresso, you know, machines and stuff. We're going to do traditional, pour overs. It's predominantly going to be the business that we're in. We can do like affogatos and those types of things. Bakery, baked goods, and then all kinds of chocolates, not just Chocolate Day Nanette, not just Spencer James, but we'll be bringing in chocolate.
Snickers?
No.
Maybe.
No Mars.
So as soon as you get this place up, it sounds like you're going to be listed on each Shasta, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Perfect. Right.
You know, we have a number of restaurants that are interested and they want to be a part of this, and so we're going to be sending out some desserts and truffles, and I'm sure you'll see our product in some of the local restaurants, too.
Yeah, on the menus. Yep. Hopefully we're going to try to work with hotels to do signature chocolates for them.
he's waving. He's like, I'm hungry.
I'm getting signals from the booth. I'm like, I'm trying to read through glass. And
you want some chocolate?
With a reflection, yeah.
Well, I think, you know, chocolate is one of those rare things, I think, that's like a safe bet. Like, everybody loves chocolate.
Well,
I don't think I've ever met anybody.
I have a couple, and I try to bump them off because I don't that gene shouldn't be spread in the world, right? If you don't like chocolate, you need to go.
Yeah, and I have a sweet tooth, so this is right up the alley. I eat, you know, about half.
Well, we were
half.
There today, and she was making honeycomb,
yes.
And I was standing there as little pieces broke off that were off to the side, and I would just talk to her, and I would just sit there and continue to eat the honeycomb.
So let's recap our show a little bit. So. Larry Spencer, eat Shasta.
Eat like a local.
A local app featuring restaurants in Shasta County.
Yes.
Right?
Restaurants,
well,
bars,
so it's loosely played, Eat Shasta. Kind of the premises of it is most people when they're traveling don't decipher between Tehama or Shasta. You just see this ginormous, beautiful mountain. So it's Eat Shasta, but there's some gray areas in the Siskiyou and in the Tehama. So if you see it on the app, don't get confused. We're not. It's really just the involvement of kind of Red Bluff to Mount Shasta to bring everybody in
the
this
greater Shasta
so that
area.
People can find out where to find their new favorite watering hole.
And we have Matt with the American Bass Association. One thing we didn't do is how can people find you? How can they find the American Bass Association?
I'm the director for the American Bass Association. We have a website, AmericanBass.com. You guys can go on there and search it. We have our Facebook. We have our Instagram. We have my personal Facebook, my Instagram, and we are floating all around Shasta County. We also have TugLife.com or Rogers Custom Hats. You can find any of us on any of those, you know, social media pages or handles, and you can find any of us on there. So if
is there a special qualification you have to have or be to participate in a bass tournament?
Absolutely not.
No. I mean, other than a fishing license.
No. You the only thing you have to be able to fish our tournaments is a functional boat and a functional live well, and that is it. Okay. You don't have to be a pro. You don't have to pay a whole bunch of money. You don't have to do all these crazy things. And it's a team tournament, and it's a family event, and you can do anything you want to do as long as you have the functioning live well and a functioning boat. And that's it.
That's cool.
Yep.
I like to be able to participate with simple things. I wish being an astronaut was like that.
Yeah.
You just get on board, right? Yep. Like, as long as you have a rocket that
can
take
you
space.
As long as you can swim.
What'll happen?
As long as you can swim and eat chocolates.
I know, right? Wow. Well, another good show, Nigel. Yeah.
Thank you for having us on. Good this people. Was fun.
We yes. still have a few minutes. But
a few minutes.
So I'm going to ask, favorite place in Shasta to eat?
Come on, Larry.
That's a tough one.
Oh, this is going to be this one. You're like this is very
okay. So I do have a favorite. Uh-huh. There's a bunch of them, but I like just the friendly atmosphere of the shack. Quite honestly,
okay.
The menu's inexpensive.
Yeah.
Good food, good people.
And a lot of people will say that. Well, gosh, you know that it's a political thing. No, it's not political at all. It's like just it's palate, right? So I mean, we all have tons and tons of places we like to eat. But we always have that, like, one thing that, you know, we kind of like on a menu that drags us around. What about you, considering you run a restaurant?
You know, in this town, I like the menu. I have a friend of mine, Carlene's. Most of you have heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
Deja Vu. The menu at Carlene's is really good. The food is done well. It's great staff.
I love Carlene.
I like it. It's a good place.
She's a great place. What about you, Matt?
Lake Shore Inn and Resort.
There you go.
And then
great
right,
family.
Right,
I thought you were
going to
say fried pickles at Rogers. And
right down the street is Camp Shasta. So,
yeah.
I mean, both those.
That's where we
are
were
there.
For our roundup just a few days ago, and yeah. those little sliders that we had were really good.
Super good
yeah.
food.
Yep,
but you're right good. About Lake Shore Inn. They're great.
They're great people.
Super good. Yeah.
They've done a lot with that place, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they are. There's so much to do there. I mean, you've got to go check out their website because they are booking things all the time.
Yeah.
Music and fun and, you know, and it's really not that far away.
If you guys have ever met the owners there, they are super cool, resilient people, and they're local and super nice. The food is excellent. The cook that came from down south from a different area and came up here to cook for us, and they are booking music that a lot of these other places around here don't book for us.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It is an amazing
place. I will say the only thing we need to get them to ground that thing up to 100% is a dock.
Yeah.
Right?
If they could have a dock, it'd be...
Well, they should be able to.
A million times.
All their neighbors have them.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Well, and you can find all their food and their website and everything on Eat Shasta.
There it is. Eat Shasta. Yeah. Shameless plug. I love it.
Damn, Larry. You just keep threading that needle back around, right?
Is Camp Shasta on there?
Not yet.
But okay.
Soon.
Remember, we're only a couple weeks in.
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah.
But Jeff is definitely a guy that needs to get on there for
us. All right. We'll go see him today.
Yes. Everybody needs to just actually needs to sign up saying, you know, come in and see the 14-ounce, almost...
14 pounds.
Yeah, it was off by a few ounces, whatever.
Yeah.
World or record for Shasta Lake Bass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that was the first thing I walked in the door and I turned my head and I was like, holy shit.
Okay.
I almost said, oh,
no, wow, you can't do that.
Yeah. Sorry. Don't dump me.
Yeah.
That's a whole other...
Bear, bear, bear.
All
right. Shasta County, thank
like
you for listening.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you
guys for coming on.
Yes.
We'll see you guys
third
next
episode.
Next
Live.
Monday.
We'll see you next week.
Monday, 6 p.m.
Oh, we have 22 seconds.
Bar, bar, bar.
Take us out, Mikey.
Oh, fun. Yes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.